Hey there, future husband. What you doing? Oh, we're cool. Cool. What you working on? Oh, sounds boring. No, I just, you know me. So, you want to hang out? Yeah, I know, but like, you know, you could like take a break. last time. You always bring it up. Okay, well, it's not my fault. Yeah, no, it is. It was totally my fault. But I promise I won't do it this time. You know, what's like 5 hours anyways? How could your boss be mad about that? We're spending quality time together. I promise I won't. An hour. Okay. 30 minutes. 10 minutes. No, babe, 10 minutes. Come on, babe, that's not even a lunch break. Your boss is stupid. Don't tell him I said that. Please. He would not fire you. Oh my goodness. So, you're not gonna hang out with me? Damn. Babe. You've been working all day. Sorry. I just want a little bit of time with you. But I don't want to sit over there. Can I sit in your lap? You know, while you work. I promise I won't. I promise. Please. I mean, pretty boys always say yes to their partners. So, like, looks like you don't have a choice here. Yes. I will be the nicest girl. I'll be the goodest of girls. I'm just gonna stay here. Mm-hmm. None of that. I know. You're working. How do you do this all day? I'm already bored. I'm bored. It's just a bunch of letters on the screen. What? I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, so now I can't look at you. Now I can't. I can't look at you? Oh, I'm so distracting, huh? All I'm doing is sitting here and looking at you. I'm sorry, you're just too handsome. How do you go out like that? Actually, you know what? You're not allowed outside anymore. This is where you stay. It's not like you need to go anywhere, you know? Your job's right here. I can't have other girls looking at you, babe. If we go on dates, you're gonna have to wear a freaking, what are they called? Paper bag. Oh, shut up. I know what a paper bag is. Aren't you supposed to be working? You can't work when you want me. You said I could. Yeah. 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 Pretty boy say what? It's the rule. Pretty boys always have to say yes to their girlfriends. It's law. I have the book. It's in my closet. Shut up. Don't say it. Don't say it. Nope, but it's law, and you're the prettiest of boys. So you have to say yes to your prettiest girlfriend ever, who you would never trade for anyone, even Margot Robbie. Actually, you know what? I make an exception for Margot Robbie. She kind of is Barbie, right? But you wouldn't leave me for Margot, right? You. I'm gonna make that pretty face real ugly. Nope. We are not kissing and making up. Nope. In fact, I don't want to sit on your lap anymore. Nope. You're gonna wear a bag over your head, especially around Margot Robbie. Yeah, cause she lives down the street, babe. Everyone knows that. No. I'm not doing it. You said I was a nuisance. One, two. You would rather kiss all up on Margot Robbie, so. You're never seeing these lips again. My boyfriend doesn't love me. Oh, what? What? Now you can get off your computer? You're stalking real close to me. Yep. Hi. What? No, I'm so nice. I'm so nice. You're the one being mean to me. Mm-mm. You'd rather Margot Robbie you as your girlfriend, huh? Whatever you say. No kisses. Not for me. Now, hey, hands where I can see them, mister. Hey. Don't you dare. Get them away from my sides. No. No tickling. Stop. It's literally assault. You're assaulting me. Stop. Okay, babe. Retract your claws, please. Thank you. You know what? I take everything I said back. Yep. You're not in love with Margot Robbie. What else did I say? Margot Robbie doesn't live down the street. That was just a bold-faced lie. What else? Nope, you still can't kiss me. No. Okay. Fine. Pretty boy law. Okay. You can kiss me. That's all you get. That's all you get. Oh, no. Okay. Wait. You're smudging my chapstick all over the place. I'm not a turkey leg, okay? No. Now you're just using a weapon on me. Don't you have work to do? Listen, babe, when I have your kids, we're gonna need the double income. So you better get at it. What happened to, oh, my boss will be mad at me? Oh my god. You're such a dick. You are. So you're not actually on the clock? So you lied to me for what? Oh, you knew. Uh-huh. Well, you know, maybe I should leave you in your work. No, babe. Stop. Okay. Get those things away from me. Okay, I'm not going anywhere. But you have to listen to me. Mm-hmm. Because you lied to me, and that's against pretty boy law. Mm-hmm. Pretty boy law states that all pretty boys have to be nice to their girlfriends. And that was very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, when I first came in here, I wanted to ask you if we could go to the mall together. And then you were like, oh, I'm working, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, dang. But I wanted to ask if you wanted to go to the mall. And wait, I see the look on your face. I haven't even finished yet. If we could go to the mall, get lunch at that Thai place. Babe, we went there 3 months ago. Oh my god. Go get lunch at the Thai place that we ate at before. Babe. And since Christmas is fast approaching. It is fast approaching. Okay. I wanted to, you know, go out and, you know, have you pick out some things. Okay, well, shopping for you is really hard. You never, like, tell me what you want. Because whenever you want something, you just buy it, and then I have nothing to get you. So if you could just, like, come to the mall with me and go in a few stores and be like, oh, I like this, and blah, 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 and then I can, you know, write it down mentally, and I can get you some stuff for Christmas. Please? Well, okay, you're not gonna expect all of them. I have a few tricks up my sleeve. But it would be nice if you could help out. Okay. Okay. I'll make a note of that. But can we please go? Because I'm hungry. Pretty boy law states that you never leave your mistress hungry. Okay. Yay! Love you. I love you so much. Thank you. I'm gonna go get my shoes and my wallet. Okay. Sorry, I was just entranced by your beauty there. Okay, I'm going. Babe, I'm wiped, dude. Yeah, I mean, it was like 2 hours of walking. Well, no. That's not what I said. I enjoyed it. I enjoy all the times I get to spend with you. And I got some good ideas for Christmas. Thank you. Thank you for coming with me, baby. But, no, because those floors are awful, first of all. My feet hurt so bad. Yeah. It's just like, why? What? Because I know a lot of places, like stores, make their floors out of that, like, stuff. And it just hurts. My shoes are fine. Nope. I don't want to hear it. My shoes are fine. It's the floors. No, it wasn't. I know I bought a lot of stuff, but it wasn't because I wanted to. It's just, you know. Well, I did want to, but like, you know, that wasn't the goal. Okay? It wasn't the goal. Don't question me. But I got you some stuff too. I got us both some stuff, okay? Well, we went into. Okay. Went into Bath and Body Works because I wanted to go in there. I will admit that. But, you like that candle! Yes, you did, baby. Yes, you did! You liked. I made you. Whatever. Okay, we got candles. We got body scrub. Or whatever. I don't remember what it's called. And then we went to the beauty store that's like on the east wing. And got those face masks. Got toner. And nail polish. We're having a spa night, babe. Yes, we are. Come on. You don't want to spend time with me like that? Well, yeah, that's like the whole point of like the spa day. You put the masks on. Okay. It's not gonna. I have easily irritated skin. You know that. Yeah, you do. Tony, don't. You're pushing it today. I got the ones, the vitamin C ones that smell good. They smell like oranges. So you're not gonna get messed up by the smell. And it does wonders. It actually like tightens your skin. It's really nice. Please, baby. I want to do this with you. And then once we like we have we, okay, imagine this. Put on the toner, clean our skin. We put on the face mask, we light the candle. We're in the living room in our pajamas watching a movie. It's perfect. It's perfect. It is. It's the perfect like scene for me. Is that not something you want to do, babe? Just imagine it, okay? Me and you in our little matching PJs, right? With our little masks on. It smells good. We have snacks. I still have those pretzels. Well, then you don't have to have pretzels. We have M&Ms too. Whatever, babe. That's not the point. And then, once the movie's over, you know, we get in the shower, you know. And then after the shower, we can do each other's nails. Okay, can I do your toenails then? We'll see. No, we'll see. We'll see, baby. So, are you in? I bought everything for the both of us. Because I think it would be fun. And we could take some cute pictures. No, that's not why I bought them. I bought them because I thought it would be nice. Okay? But sending a picture to your mom would also be really sweet. I love your mom. She's like my best friend. Okay, well, other than you, but like, you know. It would be weird. Okay, we're not friends. That's weird. No, you're my boyfriend. You're not my best friend. Okay, you can move. Whatever. Your mom is my platonic best friend. Mm-hmm. I love her though. She calls me her daughter. She has faith in me. Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm getting like way too excited. But I love you a lot. And I'm gonna tie you down one day.
I'm sorry.
Whew, I need to calm down for the spa night. It's gonna be really nice. And you've said yes mentally. So we're gonna... Yes, baby. It'll make me happy. Don't you want to make me happy? Yay! Okay. I'll go get, you know, everything ready in the bathroom. And I'll see you there. Okay? Thank you. And thank you for coming out today. I know the mall is not your favorite place. And I know walking around for 2 hours while I shopped was not a good experience for you. We can do something for you the next time you're not working. Whatever you want, we can go do it. Okay? I love you. Yeah. I'm on my way. 10 minutes. I expect you in there. Yeah.